from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And welcome to it, everybody, the Wednesday edition, Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park, where the excitement never ends. Padres-Dodgers game two of this two-game series tonight. Matt Scraby's alongside here in the Odyssey Palace as we get together and talk a little sports with you on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Great to have you with us out there today. And let's get right to it. I mean, Tony, last night, once again, and it's a trade deadline and everything going on around this ball club and the acquisition and the excitement of Tanner Scott being acquired, and Jason Adam was, you know, in uniform for the first time, and Padres are setting sail for a, you know, run to the playoffs. Yeah, right. Everybody's excited. Everybody's going crazy. And then wham, the Dodgers get five in the top of the first inning.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest with you. I never once thought the Padres were out of this game. And it's been this way almost all season long. They don't always come back and win the game. Sunday in Baltimore, they came up a run short. But, you know, this team keeps on fighting. They keep finding magical ways to get it done.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, this team is, at this point in the year, this is who they are. And they've shown that throughout the course of the year in different ways. As you mentioned, they don't always win them, but they play every out. And yes, last night was no different. Last night was an embodiment of really this ball club, right? I mean, everything from Waldron kind of centering himself after the five in the first. You know, the late in that game, you get one of your better hitters giving himself up, laying down a bunt. You got Cronenworth getting pinch hit for Donovan Solano. No issue. Standing on the top steps, Solano getting the job done. I mean, and then Manny is starting to be Manny. And listen, I'll continue to say this, and I know Manny gets a lot of flack, but this team goes as he goes. When he is going well, wins come along with it. And right now, he's going well, and wins are coming along with it.
He was pretty good last night, Manny. I mean, come on. The guy bombs the home run, which kind of just sent the signal right off the bat that the Padres were not going to go away quietly.
Yep.
Right? Makes it 5-1. Then when it looks like they're going to run out of time, all right, he homers again. And all of a sudden now you get three shots at it with the tying run coming to the plate. And Blake Treinen kind of wondering whether his stuff is really playing. And Jackson Merrill touches him up and ties the game. But the other thing Manny did last night was make two of his better defensive plays of the year.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, I just, look, he's incredible. I'm so mad at myself, and I've said this a few times now this year. I'm so mad at myself, and everybody else out there ought to be mad at themselves for doubting him as often as it seems like people do. The season is still got 2 months to go, and guess where he's headed, everybody? 30 home runs, 90 RBIs, 270 batting average, gold glove defense, as advertised.
As sure as you will have an email the next day, I don't care what email you get, Manny Machado is going to have 30 and close to 100. That's just, you can go ahead and book it. That's exactly where he's headed right now. And, I mean, listen, we can go really up and down that lineup. Luis Arraez, by the way, playing with a jacked up thumb that's giving him issues, balling. He was a part of that message, you know, that the Padres weren't going away. You keep going down the line. Jerickson Profar, I mean, we don't need to keep going about this dude. He's having that type of year. Xander Bogaerts, who, you know, didn't have his better game yesterday, he's been good. Jake has had his moments that year. Ha-Sung, although numbers are down, he's leading his team in walks. He's finding other ways to help this ball team, yeah.
Or ball club.
Ball club is what I was looking for. Jackson Merrill, I mean, the kid is just, he's got ice water in his veins, man. He just doesn't rattle. Kyle Gashioka, I mean, the Padres have up and down this lineup. Up and down the lineup, up and down the bench have been phenomenal. And then yesterday, I thought the other thing that was on display was that bullpen. And you didn't even get, you know, a couple of the arms that we're anticipating, right? We didn't get to see the new shiny toys, but everybody else came in. Matsui's starting to look like he's gonna be in some high leverage spots. Kolick threw the ball well despite the two walks, found his way out of that. Morty Hone, and this is something that I've been latched to all year. There were times in the past when Adrian would get in trouble, and it would just unravel. He gets into trouble now, and you can see it when Ruben comes out to talk to him. You can see the confidence in his face. He pitches well. Gillespie pitches well. Estrada, Suarez, and he was able to go to those guys because you know what? He's got reinforcements. Because that was a tie ball game and down when he went to Estrada and Suarez.
Yeah.
So that is just it was a lot on display yesterday. A good victory for him. Mind you, this is a depleted Dodger team, but nonetheless, it was a good victory for the Padres.
Well, it's the excitement just continues to be there this year, yeah. Tony. I keep talking about a magical season. That maybe now is starting to be an overused phrase a little bit. But first of all, you get 47,000 and change, the most all-time ever largest crowd ever to see a Padre game at Petco Park. So you start with that. On a night like that, with everybody just amped up, and then you win the game in the fashion that you win it.
Yeah.
And you talked about the home runs in the ninth inning. Obviously, you can't do it without them. But the 10th inning was a master class.
Yes, it was. We couldn't have that inning if we tried a billion times last year.
Right. Last year, they would have never executed any of that stuff. But this year, you know, first of all, Suarez pitches a lights-out top of the 10th, two strikeouts and a fly ball. So they don't even come close to getting their ghost runner in. And that opens a door for the Padres to start with the runner at second base. Higashioka draws a walk. And now in this situation, you've got Luis Arraez, a two-time batting champion, maybe going to be a third. And Mike Shildt has to decide, does he want to have him bunt? Or does he want to try and win the game here with Arraez to get a base hit, lefty on lefty? He chooses bunt. Now, he chose bunt because he knew that Dave Roberts would then intentionally walk Jerickson Profar to load the bases. But Mike Shildt also knew that he had an ace up his sleeve and he was going to bring Donovan Solano in to pinch hit against the lefty.
Yeah,
and I think that shocked Dave Roberts.
Yeah, I was about to say.
And
he knew
awesome
what Dave Roberts didn't know.
Yeah,
that
that's right. Yeah, it was really well done. And then, of course, you can do everything right. Your players still have to deliver.
They got to deliver.
And Solano delivers the big hit. You're so right about Cronenworth. There's not a lot of number three hitters in all of baseball that would be taken out of a game for a pinch hitter with the game on the line and seem okay with it.
Yeah.
And I know he wasn't okay with it because he's a competitor, he's a gamer, but he did what he needed to do, and that was, as you said, get right up on the top step and cheer on Solano.
100%.
That was
exactly what he did. And, of course, Donovan comes through, as he pretty much seems does all the time. And I just, you know, this team is, there's still a long way to go. Now, yesterday was game 109.
Yeah.
Today is game 110. We got 52 to go. So, that being said, that's a lot of ball games. 52 ball games is a lot.
Yeah, give me about 45 more like that one, and we're gonna.
I don't know if I want 44, but I might not.
Your heart might not be able to take it. Yeah,
like that.
I mean, this is, you know, and you talk about the comparison to last year. Last year they got a walk-off victory in the first homestand of the year against Arizona, and then they won. Until basically the season was over in late September. Now they have 7 walk-off wins this year at home. They've only won 27 games at home. So 1 out of every 4 games has carried with it that kind of thrill. And, you know, for the fan base, for the organization, for the players, for the teams, this season is hopefully, you know, really turning into something special, Tony. We did see Jason Adam last night in terms of he was in uniform.
I was going to say, no, I don't have him on my score
sheet. No, I know you don't. I'm assuming he would have pitched the 11th inning, but I don't know for sure had it gone that far. But you brought this up, and it's an important note to make. Jason Adam, and now with Tanner Scott, you know, becoming, you know, here shortly, that was the key in a lot of ways last night because it allowed Shildt to use Morejon in the 7th, Estrada in the 8th, and Suarez in the 9th, because he wouldn't have normally done that when he was losing. And who knows, they might have given up a couple of more runs, game would have been over. But he was able to go to a shutdown threesome, even in a game that he was behind, and chase the victory. And the reason he can do that is because now he has so many more weapons to choose from.
Yeah, it was Morejon, Gillespie.
Oh, yeah, Gillespie.
Estrada,
yeah, right.
Suarez. And that, speaks to what you're talking about. He knew he had reinforcements. And, you know, for that group to go out, they still had to throw up zeros. The Dodgers did not score after the first inning. And so it doesn't just include those last three guys. It also, you have, listen, Matsui and Kolek have been on the wrong end of some of these, where they come in that situation and then the lead expands. They did their job, and they did it well last night. And, you know, I just think that this ball club, as it pertains to the pitching part, is set up really well. Now, there's still questions with the starting rotation. I think Waldron has proved that you're going to be able to get some innings out of him. Clearly Dylan has. Clearly King has. They're going to be mindful of those situations moving forward, but those guys are going to have to continue to pitch as well as they have. And one last point I'll make: I take you back to Game 1 of that road trip. Padres are down 1-0 going into the 9th or going into the 8th.
Right.
They give up. Kolek has to come in. They give up, what, 5-6 runs in that inning.
Yeah.
It ends up looking a lot worse. The reason why he couldn't go to Suarez, even though it was fresh off the break, he didn't have those reinforcements.
That's right.
And as it turned out, it was good he didn't use them on that day because those guys would end up getting a lot of work on that road trip. And so it just goes to show you how much the dynamics change now that they have reinforcements and how much different. And I'm not saying that he's going to chase a win like that every night. Or he's going to chase it in the fashion that he chased it every night. By him, I mean Mike Shildt, but it gives him the option to be able to do it because ultimately you're trying to balance, right, getting there and also being ready when you get there. And I think that's where, you know, hopefully Vasquez continues to improve. Martin Perez, when he gets here, helps in terms of getting those innings Because that's ultimately what you're trying to do. You're trying to get to the finish line and then be ready for the finish line. And I think yesterday's, you know, the way they approached yesterday was indicative of that.
Well, there's another game tonight, and you almost can't imagine it being any more exciting, you know, than what we had last night and what we've had recently. But Dylan Cease is pitching tonight. His first start since the no-hitter. Don't want to be the guy to jinx it before it ever gets started. But every time somebody comes off a no-hitter, they have a chance to throw another one. That's not happened in baseball except for one time previously, and that was 1938. Yeah, so Dylan Cease will be looking to make a little history. Beyond that, the Padres, if they win tonight, Tony, they will clinch the season series over the Dodgers for the first time since you were there in 2010. It's been 13 long years.
We owned the Dodgers, baby.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, yeah, you owned them that year, but for 13 straight years, they've owned the Padres, at least in the regular season. So, you know, to me, there's a lot to be had tonight. It's going to be another amazing atmosphere out at the ballpark, and we're looking forward to Padre baseball. Sam Livett has the pregame show at 4:40 this afternoon. All right, we're underway. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. We've got a Padre Pen Pals for you, a little PPP coming up. We've got a Big Five coming up. We'll do a little Chris versus the fans. We'll get it all done before we go to pregame show. Padres baseball later on. Great to have you with us. Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports talk station. 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste.
or if you overcame.
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, Crisello. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Padres and Dodgers an hour earlier tonight than normal. In case you weren't aware of that, game will start at 5:40 this evening. So everybody get off work an hour early. Maybe get off an hour and a half early. Tell them you're going to the ball game. Tell them you've got things to do. You'll be back at 8:30 tomorrow morning, but you know you got a game to get to.
You're going
to
go see the ball team.
Tell the boss the ball team, as Tony calls them. Yeah, tell the boss you got some Padres action to take in tonight, and
they should understand.
You'll get to that that file tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
The file
TPS
can wait.
TPS report.
The file can wait.
Yeah.
Sam Levitt's pregame show gets underway at 4:40 this afternoon. Now, with the earlier start. You and I don't get as much of Tony on the show because he's already down getting ready for the ball game, getting his pregame stuff together and interviewing players and Mike Shildt down in the dugout. So we will hear from Tony in a little bit on the Big Five, but we're not going to have a whole lot of Tony today. Scraby and I'll take you through a Padre pen pals coming up in about 20 minutes. I'm sure there's a ton of questions in the wake of the trade deadline acquisitions.
Yep.
We'll have a daily gambit for you. We will have Chris versus the fans. And it's all coming up between now and 4:40. So stick around for some fun. Last night I had a rare opportunity, and it is rare. Here's how this works normally, Scraby. Mm-hmm. Somebody from a national radio show, like the ones that we have here on CBS Sports Network,
yes,
or maybe elsewhere, but other national sports radio shows.
I actually don't think. Never mind. Go ahead. Sorry.
There's others. But anyway, CBS Sports, you know, is what airs on our station when one of our shows isn't on the air. So CBS Sports, whoever it is, national show, they like to talk to the local people, you know, get the local angle on things.
It's the best way to do it.
It's a good way to do it. So when they call this station to have somebody come on and probably talk about the Padres, here's normally what happens. They go, is Tony Gwynn Jr. available?
Yep.
And if Tony isn't available, they go, all right, thanks. We'll try again later. Like, they don't bother to say, well, what about the other guy? You know, what about this Chris Elo guy?
Elo.
Does he want to come on? They never even ask.
Well, they probably.
They never ask.
That's rude.
It's rude. I don't do any national interviews, and it's not because I'm against doing them. They just don't ask. They ask for Tony. If he's not available, that's it. But last night, I want to thank the fine folks at the Bart Winkler show.
I like Bart Winkler.
You do.
He's been on the Scraby show.
And he follows you when the Scraby Chronicles are on.
Yes,
if there's no Padre baseball, you can hear Bart Winkler. And his show called yesterday, and I'm sure they asked for Tony. And Adam Klug said, sorry, he's not available. He's doing a game. And they said, well, what about that Chris Elo guy? So they put me on. And it was a lot of fun. I had a good time last night. They actually called me Chris Elo, which is always half the battle.
Really?
To get my name pronounced right. So I was pleased by that. But he asked one of the things he asked me.
I was going to say, what were the national questions?
The national question is, you know, come trade deadline, what's it like at your radio station? Because A.J. Preller is always involved. And I said, well, both Tony and I and my producer, Matt Scraby, we just tie ourselves down because we want to make sure that AJ doesn't trade us somewhere.
Oh, he would throw me in. I know
he
that.
He would definitely get you
I would be the player to be named later.
I'm surprised you're not on your way to Miami today after everything that went down yesterday. But, yeah, AJ, of course, is going to make a bunch of trades. And he looked. He just wanted to know what the feel was here in town, you know, after we acquired Tanner Scott. And I told him the truth. I think it's based on our input that we got on this show yesterday from phone callers. It was all very positive. Everybody was very excited about this. Everybody's like, let's go. You know, the time is now. Yeah, let's do it, man. We traded, you know, we spent a lot, but we got a lot. And now we have a shot, you know, to go all the way. And people are excited by that. But that wasn't the only angle. The other angle was from people who said, what are we doing? We've now traded 12 of our top 15 prospects this season. We have no minors league system left at all. And we didn't get the kind of starting pitcher we wanted to get. We got one. Martin Perez, maybe he comes in and catches a little lightning in the bottle, but
I'm going to be cautiously.
Hopefully, yeah. But his statistics do not indicate that he's going to come in and be great, but, you know.
It's got to be better than Rich Hill, right?
I hope so. I don't like the fact that he's coming from the same franchise that Rich Hill came from. But, no, they didn't get what they really set out to get. They had to pivot. And, you know, they've strengthened this bullpen, but in doing so, they've now traded away pretty much the farm to make a run at it this year. So there's people who think both ways, and that was kind of what I touched on. But the biggest thing to me yesterday was reading a little deeper into Tanner Scott. And as I said on the round table today, there's an old business saying, Scraby, and you know me, I'm a big business guy.
Yes, you're an MBA.
Yeah. But there is an old business saying that goes something like this. We don't care what it costs. We just care what it'll make.
Okay.
The point to that is, if you spend a lot, it's okay as long as you make a ton on the other side. And I think that's AJ Preller's thinking here. He spent a lot. But the reward could be a trip to the World Series. That could be a trip to somewhere we, you know, many of us believe we'll never get to, which is a championship, for heaven's sake. So if that is the outcome, the Padres win the World Series, every one of us out there would agree that they didn't spend too much. There, you know, if you end up getting that, then you didn't spend too much. And here's what they got in Tanner Scott. And I mentioned this yesterday, Scrape. They got the guy who leads baseball in ERA over the last 2 years combined. So not just a flash in the pan, but for 2 years, over 100 innings, he is the ERA leader in all of baseball. He gives up a 0.96 batting average this year.
Ooh.
0.96. Teams aren't even hitting 100 off this guy.
Microscopic.
And he hasn't given up a run since June 17th.
That's good.
The guy's pretty good.
Yes, he is.
So we really got ourselves something here. He is in San Diego. He talked to the media a little earlier. Let's hear a little bit about what he had to say as he arrives here on the scene. And first up from Tanner Scott, his initial reaction to the trade.
Tanner, welcome to San Diego. How's it feel to be a Padre?
Oh, it feels great. It feels great. I mean, especially coming with that guy over there, it's an awesome feeling. And then I got to see Louie arrive, so that's a great sight.
Does that help coming over to New Ball Cup, but having some familiar faces in the clubhouse right away?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you faced a lot of them. Now you're teammates, so it's kind of cool.
No surprise, I would imagine, for you that you got traded. I mean, there were a lot of rumors going over on the Marlins side of things, but still, did it catch you off guard in any way? And what were your thoughts when you found out it was the Padres that you're going to be from?
I mean, I was super excited when I found out the Padres traded for me. And, I knew I was kind of going to be traded. It was talks for a while, and, I mean, I'm really excited to be here and get out there.
Fun to find yourself in a playoff situation once again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The playoffs sounds a lot nicer.
Have you given any thought to the strength of this bullpen when you look at the group of arms that you guys have collected over here now and what it's going to be like to be a part of it?
I mean, there's a lot of great arms, and it's going to be fun to see everyone throw and get out there and pick each other's brains and just go about it.
Luis mentioned that you were one of his best friends on the Marlins. What's it like to be back with him, and how long until he FaceTimed you yesterday when the trade went down?
Oh, yeah. He tried calling me. I was like, Luis, not right now. And then I texted him this morning. And, I mean, he's a great guy, and he's a really happy guy to be around. So it was great to see him. I gave him a big hug when I got to see him.
All right, special guest appearance there by Bob Scanlon.
It was rapid fire.
Bob Scanlon just ripping the questions off there for Tanner Scott. But, the lefty comes here, and I would imagine, since he's here, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
Right? He ought to be available to pitch tonight. And, you know, that's what we talked about in the open. Last night, you used Morejon. You used Estrada. You used Suarez. You used almost everyone else. You used Kolek. You lose Forsythe. You lose Logan Gillespie. I'm sorry, Gillespie. You lose. You used Matsui. So, you know, you might be able to bring one or two of those guys back tonight, but you're certainly not shorthanded going into the game tonight because you've got Jason Adam and Tanner Scott that did not pitch last night. I mean, this is how this bullpen is now, you know, configured.
I keep seeing, well, first off, I want to say something about what you said about A.J. Preller trading away people and everything. He did say in his press conference yesterday that Billy Beane told him, you are going to trade possible MVPs. You are going to trade possible, you know, NL contenders. And it's okay as long as you get the return and everything. But there's going to be some roster moves that they have to make. And I'm not sure who they're going to send down, but I don't really care at the moment.
Yeah, well, as soon as we know, we'll let you in on that. They do have to figure out a few things. But, you know, look, it's pretty exciting, and it was really exciting when you piggyback the acquisition of Jason Adam on top of the acquisition of Tanner Scott, and then you add to it a thrilling two-home run ninth inning that sets up a 6-5 win in extra innings over your hated rival.
I'm with you, Chris. I felt
that
like
makes
it was
pretty awesome.
I stuck with that game because I felt like they were going to come back. And did I see Manny and Jackson Merrill hitting solo shots in the ninth? Maybe not, but now I will going forward because this is the team that the Padres are. I mean, they've finally gotten to the point where they're playing really good baseball and they're winning consistently.
8-2 since the All-Star break, and tonight Dylan Cease goes for baseball immortality. I mean, I'm asking for a second straight no-hitter, but hey,
that'd
you know,
amazing.
Wouldn't put it past him the way he's been pitching. Keep in mind, he's only given up 2 hits total in his last 3 starts.
Yeah.
2 hits total.
I think he struck out 30.
In his last 3 starts, teams against him in the last 3 starts are 2-for-67. It's unreal.
That is unreal.
So who knows what he can do tonight. And just for fun, to add to the intrigue tonight, you've got the Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw pitching for the Dodgers. I mean, there's no place I'd rather be tonight than out at the ballpark.
Which you will be.
And I'm going to be. Absolutely. In fact, I'm leaving right now. So you've got the rest of the show. Take care.
All right. Alien talk coming up next.
Gwen and Chris, we got the PPP, Padres Pen Pals, PPP.
Okay.
And what? Was that too?
No, it's just funny. It's just funny.
Too harsh. That's coming up. We'll update you on the scores because the, you know, the wild card race is fluid and all of the teams that the Padres are jocking for with position are in action or have been in action already today. So we'll duck in some of that for you as we continue here and roll on. All right, welcome back, Gwen and Chris. As Ben called us on the round table this morning, Ello and Gwen. Like, really? Thanks a lot, Higgins and Woods. Appreciate that.
That's really funny.
You know, it's only been the name of our show since day one.
Hey, we did start like Chris and Gwen, and then it was like, well, we can't name it that.
We couldn't do Chris and Gwen because that was Chris Gwen. Yeah. Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at the ballpark, and Matt Scraby alongside. By the way, I don't know what we're going to do for the next... How long is this that you're gone? 4 days? 4 shows?
Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday.
Wow. Yes. 4 shows without Scraby. While the cat's away, the mice will play. Where are you going? What are you doing here?
I'm going to Dubuque, Iowa. For a
yeah, who wouldn't want to go there?
I know. For a family reunion, I out of the 3 kids, I am the one chosen that I have to go this time to represent the family because I'm the only one without kids. So,
well, wait, it's a family reunion. Why isn't everybody going?
Well, because it's
this
hard.
This is the worst family reunion I've ever heard of.
Oh well, no, it's not the worst family reunion, but. I mean, not everybody can just pick up and leave and go to Dubuque, Iowa in July, Chris, or August.
Nor should you be able to.
Well, this has been in the books for a while, because last summer I was going to go to a family reunion, but I didn't end up going because of a lot of crazy stuff. But I'm excited, and then I get to go to Wrigley on Monday to see the Cubs play the Twins. So I'm
that'll
really
be a lot
excited
of fun.
About it.
That'll
never
be
been.
Exciting.
Never
that'll
been.
Be a, yeah, that'll be fun. How far is Dubuque?
It's like 3 hours from Chicago. So tomorrow, Chris, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we fly in. We get there at like 3 p.m. And my parents are from Chicago, so they've made a reservation at Giordano's, which is like the pizza place. Oh, yeah, Chris just went into a new place.
That's one of them, Giordano's.
Yeah, it's
Gino's
on the Miracle
East.
Mile.
Oh, I know Giordano's. I know it well. They have sweet vinaigrette dressing.
Okay.
For their salad.
Okay.
It is so good that I got back from Chicago a few years ago and ordered a case of it to be sent to me in San Diego.
Jeez, you loved it that sweet vinaigrette?
So good.
All right, I'm going to have to try that tomorrow night.
It's like the house dressing on their salad. So I don't think you even have to order it special. They just put it on the salad. It's unbelievable.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Unlike any dressing you've ever enjoyed.
Hey, Jocelyn says that that's the reason she likes me so much is because she was born in the exotic Waterloo, Iowa.
She was in from Waterloo.
Waterloo,
wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a rivalry. Waterloo versus Dubuque.
Hey, Dubuque has the hams, Chris. They Dubuque hams.
The what?
Dubuque hams. You've never heard of it? Yeah, you could buy hams that are Dubuque hams.
They're really special, I
hear. Yes, Dubuque is actually a bigger city than you think it is.
All right. Well, I'm sure it's big. I'm just, you know, I'm worried about, first of all, I'm worried about you on the plane flight after what happened to Terrell Davis a month or so ago and your ability to lose your cool.
Oh, I don't
I don't
do
want
that
you to get
planes.
Arrested when you arrive in Dubuque.
No, I, when I'm
don't
in
do
the,
anything silly.
Chris, when I'm in the wild, I pretty much keep to myself.
When I'm in the wild?
When I'm in here, I am a crazy
when you're
loud
in here
mouth.
Then you act like you're wild.
Yes, but in the wild I kind of just sit in the corner and hope no one looks at me.
Okay, good. Well, make sure you do that on the plane tomorrow. I don't want anything to happen to you.
I will, but you guys got Adam, so
yeah, Tony and I will be here tomorrow. Adam Klug will be filling in for Scraby. I think Frank will be in for you a couple times, so we will somehow manage. The Atlanta Braves today beat Milwaukee 6-2. The St. Louis Cardinals beat Texas today 10-1. The New York Mets lost today to the Minnesota Twins.
That's great.
8-3. Arizona's leading Washington 5-1 there in the sixth inning. Pittsburgh plays later on at Houston. So, as of this exact instant, Atlanta's the wild card leader. Padres are a game behind them. Mets and Arizona are a game and a half. St. Louis 2.5. Pittsburgh 3. That's how close it is, though. Six teams separated by only three games in the standings. Three of the six will make the playoffs.
Mm.
And is it ridiculous? Is it ridiculous to think?
I think I know where you're going. We
that
have
the
a Padre.
Padres could actually still make a run at the Dodgers?
I was going to say, we have a Padres pen pal question on that one.
All right. Well, we'll get to that and the other Padre pen pal questions right about now.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now, a 97.3 The Fan.
One last thing about my vacation, Chris. I am actually, because someone asked in the chat, I'm going to the Field of Dreams field. It's only 20 minutes from where we're staying, so I'm going. I'm going to go see it. Never seen it before.
Yeah, it's a whirlwind of activity.
I know. Well, there's not much to do. You know what we're doing on Sunday, Chris?
Nope.
We're taking a what are those little
steamboat?
Steamboat on the Mississippi for the heck of it.
Are you going to spend any time with your family, or are you just going to do stuff?
That's on Saturday.
All right. Well, have a wonderful time.
Thank you. Thank you.
On your family reunion vacation.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. If your supply chain demands a flexible workforce, hire with Express Employment Professionals. With contract and full-time workers from Express Employment, you get the staff you need and manage contingent labor costs. Learn more at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com. All right, so, you know, I thought I was going to get more negative reaction, but I got a lot of positive reaction, and I will say this too. I have not yet found an analyst on one of the major networks that say the Padres did a bad job. Everybody is saying the Padres did an absolutely
incredible
job.
Nobody said they did a bad job. Kyle Glazer, who I, you know, have a lot of faith in, And I think he's very smart about this stuff. And he was on the show with us, as yesterday. Yeah. I mean, he was really the one that kind of got my antenna up by saying, man, the Dodgers didn't pay as much as the Padres paid in order to get Flaherty. But and that was the one comment that he made that kind of concerned me. That's all I'm saying.
I understand that.
But
I heard
maybe the Tigers didn't want who the Padres were offering. Maybe the Padres didn't really want Jack Flaherty that big. You don't know.
We don't really know
behind the scenes everything that was going on.
We have a Big Five question about why the Yankees went out on Jack Flaherty. So I might give a little insight as to why the Padres went out on Jack Flaherty. But
okay.
We'll get to that in time. Let's get to the first one. And they were at the game last night. So here it is. I was at the game last night, and I couldn't believe how electric the atmosphere was. It was a Tuesday night, and everybody was locked in, even after the tough start to the game. Maybe I'm just feeling really good after last night, but I think this Dodgers team is not as good as everyone thinks. I also think the division may be within reach if some things go our way. So, Chris, do you think it's crazy for me to think the Padres have a chance to win the NL West?
First things first. The Dodger team that you saw last night is not that great. They're not. Right? They don't have Flaherty yet.
Nope.
They still don't have Yamamoto.
They don't have a closer.
They have Kershaw working his way back. He's only making his second start tonight. Tyler Glasnow, who, you know, pitched pretty well last night, but he's really the only sure thing they have in their rotation. The Dodger bullpen is a disaster. Not only did they blow the save last night, but they've been blowing saves left and right here. Dave Roberts doesn't know who to go to close out a game. Phillips, the guy who's supposed
Evan
to be...
Phillips.
Evan Phillips, supposed to be the closer. I mean, he's been just terrible. Daniel Hudson, the former Padre, has been hit and miss. They went with Trinan last night. He didn't get it done. Vesia didn't get it done last night. Dodger bullpen is in shambles. And then their everyday lineup. Gavin Lux is batting third. That's because Freddie Freeman is off taking care of some personal issues. And Mookie Betts is still not back.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman's got something going on with his son, right?
Yeah, I think so. Edmund hasn't arrived yet. Maybe he's here for tonight, but I don't know if he's healthy yet. So Max Muncy, still on the 60-day IL. And the Dodgers are nowhere close to being what the Dodgers might be. So the team the Padres are, you know, playing right now, I think the Padres are honestly better than this team. Now, can they catch them? Health is going to be the big thing. If the Dodgers get everybody back, five games is probably too much to make up. But if they don't get everybody back, I don't think it's ludicrous to think the Padres could, you know, close the gap in this division. I mean, you look at the wild card race. The Braves have been 7, 8, 9, 10 games ahead of the Padres all year.
Yeah.
But finally, with so many injuries piling up, the Braves fell apart, and now the Padres are right there with the Braves. So, no, I don't think it's that ludicrous right now, and I don't think that's a homer way of thinking.
I don't think so either. You're right. It's the injuries and the I almost call them the Cowboys for some reason, but the Dodgers.
America's team, the Dodgers?
Yeah, I guess so. But the Dodgers, like, I had a friend text me who's a massive Dodgers fan. They texted me last night saying, Padres won this trade deadline because they blocked us from getting any of the good relievers, and so now our relievers are just garbage. And we all know pitching wins championships, right, Chris? So pitching also wins divisions. And the Padres, if they keep playing the way they're playing, I think this could come down to the end.
Well, we'll hope so. I mean, if Flaherty pitches like he can, Yamamoto comes back, Kershaw gets healthy, then all of a sudden the Dodgers, you know, first four, really formidable. But, they need help.
The
Dodgers right now, they're a shell of themselves.
They are. All right. This one is going to start like this. I appreciated the entire station's trade deadline coverage yesterday. Was pretty happy with everything that happened. I like the back end of the bullpen now. It's the bull, .. on paper. I do think Tanner Scott being a rental is concerning. Do you think the Padres went into this knowing he would be departing after the year? Or do you think they plan on bringing him back? Or is there no plan and they need things to play out? I'll go first. I have no idea, but I think that they have to have a plan. They know what they're doing when they're getting into this. They're not mortgaging a future to bring in a guy they have no idea what they're going to do with him. We'll see how he does. He may be a guy who goes back to free agency, but if he helps them win in the playoffs, then who cares? So I think that they have a plan, but they need things to play out. Chris?
He won't be the first rental in the history of baseball
that
goes back into free agency. I think it's going to come down to this. As long as Robert Suarez is the closer, and indications from Mike Schilt are that he will continue to be the closer, then I'm almost sure Tanner Scott won't want to come back here. If he's a gamer, he's going to want to go close somewhere.
You know what? I missed the part on the audio, by the way. We should bring this back. But Tanner Scott at the end says, "I don't care about saves.
Yeah.
I care about wins."
He's got the right attitude
for
this team right now.
Yes.
But if he's a gamer and a competitor, he's going to want to be a closer again.
Of course. And he wants that money for being a closer.
That's right. So I think he will be a free agent. I think he is a rental.
People are saying, why didn't we trade Robert Suarez? I'm like, why? He's been outstanding. People want to trade away all the good players.
I don't understand that. Yeah, I don't get that way of thinking.
All right. Donovan Solano is an absolute stud, and I am so happy he's on the team. I just am worried he's going to get down on not being a regular player anymore. How many times is he going to save the day? How do you reward a player, Chris, who has been good when you don't have room for him on a daily basis?
Do what they're doing. Pick your spots. Start them against left-handed pitching. Give Arise a day off. Give Cronenworth a day off. Give Bogarts a day off. Maybe not against a lefty, but against a tough right-hander. You can get Solano in there two or three times in a 10-game span. And if you're wondering just how down in the dumps Solano is, what did he do last night when you called upon him?
He walked it off.
He seemed like he was in all right spirits.
Yeah.
His attitude is terrific.
It is terrific.
And the one thing you got to remind Solano is that the Padres gave him another lease on life. I mean, he was pretty much out of baseball.
He was out of baseball,
right?
Yeah.
The Twins last year, you know, kind of cut him loose. He didn't have a place to go. Padres said, well, we'll bring you into a minor league contract early this season. Now they got him in the middle of a pennant race. Yeah, I think a guy like that's probably pretty excited to be where he's at. And he's a veteran. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Well, they're rewarding him today because he's in the lineup. So there you go. And then they should do that. After a walk-off hit, give the guy a little bit of a reward. I do feel bad for him a little bit, though, because he's playing so well, and it's not going to go that way every single time. And he did a great job last night. I think he'll continue doing a great job, but they need to make Mr. Solano happy, Chris.
not at the cost of their making anybody else unhappy.
No, I know. And
the guy that's not in the lineup tonight is Jake. And I don't mind Jake having a night where he's not in the lineup, but
getting a breather.
You know, I'd like normally him to be in there. So,
all right, last one. This has no real question, but this was the mean one that I got. AJ Preller has ruined this team, and for some reason, people are going along with it. And I don't understand how this is not more alarming for the quote unquote Padres fans. I don't want to hear all the complaints when this team is struggling with depth. You are doing a disservice to listeners posing as experts when really you have to be Padres positive. And Scraby, stop acting like you're a victim. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
What
was there a question in the future there?
No question.
Yeah, I didn't hear a question.
You know, a lot of the people that were angry yesterday.
It was just somebody that's a hater, is what that was.
Yes.
Right?
And a lot of people that were angry yesterday, some of them are coming around. Actually, one person on our chat, Joe, he was angry yesterday, but now he's come around a little bit.
All right. Well, just to give that person just a little light here. If the Padres don't make the playoffs this year and find themselves with a pretty bare farm system, you're going to have every right as a fan to say AJ didn't get it done. He, you know, but I don't think you can say he messed up. He's trying it. He's gambling. He's rolling the dice. If it comes up snake eyes, so be it. That's what happens when you gamble. But, yeah, I'm sure there's others who think that the franchise is doomed forevermore. But I will remind you this, every time they purge the farm system to make a bunch of trades, a year or two later, the farm system is stacked again.
Yep.
He's done that. More Gwynn and Chris coming up.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.